Good evening. I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. I'd also like to thank the elders for the opportunity to get up here and speak to you all tonight. I'd like to talk a little bit about growth tonight. Our growth as Christians is a never-ending process. And luckily for us, we have a God who has the patience to stick it out the whole way with us. I'm going to read an excerpt from a book called Grace for the Moment. To those who have been baptized into Christ, he has promised a new birth. Does that mean the old nature will never rear its ugly head? Does that mean you will instantly be able to resist any temptation? To answer that question, compare your new birth in Christ to a newborn baby. Can a newborn walk? Can he feed himself? Can he sing or read or speak? No, not yet, but someday he will. It takes time to grow, but the parent in the delivery room is not ashamed of the baby. The mom is not embarrassed that the infant can't spell, that it can't walk, or it can't give a speech. They are proud, and they know the growth will come in time, and so does God. God is patient. He does not expect perfection from us, and he knows that we are human and that we will mess up. If we were all perfect, there would not have been any need for God to send his only son down the cross to die for us. If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading a few verses from the New King James Version. Starting with Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And then 1 John 1:8 through 10, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. God also knows that growth takes time. He knows it doesn't happen overnight. And like I said, it is a never-ending process that tends to feed on itself. The more we study the Bible and the more knowledge we gain, the more questions we will go to the Bible to answer. Let's look at a few more verses about God's patience and mercy, starting in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And then in Isaiah 30:18, it says, therefore the Lord will wait that he may be gracious to you, and therefore he will be exalted that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. While God is patient, he also expects growth from us as Christians. We should challenge ourselves and push ourselves past what might seem like the easiest route. We all at one point start as babes in Christ, but if we are not growing as Christians, we are becoming stagnant and stale. We should all ask ourselves tonight, have we grown as Christians in the past month, or the past 6 months, or even the past year? If the answer to those questions are no, we might need to take a step back and see what we're really focusing on. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child and thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put childish things away. And then in 1 Peter 2:2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. In this life, as we get older, our bodies and minds mature. Our faith and spiritual life should mature as well. When we are babies, our parents don't expect us to know how to read or know how to write. But as we mature, we learn these things. And when we are babes in Christ, God does not expect us to understand everything. But he does expect us to understand more and more as we mature. And then if we can turn to Ephesians 3:17 through 19, it says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And then in Ephesians 4, 13 through 15, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him all things, which is the head, even Christ. And then to wrap things up tonight, I will go over a few ways that we can grow as Christians. First and foremost, we must read and study the Word of God. It contains everything we need to know about also our salvation and everything we need to know about how to live our daily lives. When Jesus was tempted, he used Scripture in defense against the devil, and we should strive to do the same. Without the Bible, we would be truly lost in this world. Now let's take a look at 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. And then Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Second, we can spend time with our family in Christ. In one of my Bible classes, I was told to look at myself as a glass and to imagine that I am constantly getting filled with what I'm experiencing and what I'm surrounding myself with. If you are always around worldly things, it is very likely that your cup will overflow with worldly things. But it also works the opposite way. If we surround ourselves with Christians and continually focus on godly things, the more godly things will come pouring out of us. We are to be there for one another and help each other and bear one another's burdens. Let's turn to Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing. We can also grow by talking and relying on God. The more we interact and trust in him, the better off we will be. We always need to remember that God is in control and that he has a plan for each and every one of us. Let's read these last two verses, and the lesson will be yours tonight. Philippians 4, verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And then Psalm 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. If there is anyone here tonight that has not started their never-ending journey of growth with God, we can take care of that this evening. Or if there's anyone here who has stopped growing and would like some help from us, we can take care of that as well. We can come forward now as we stand and sing. God.